Management agency ZEMA has approved environmental impact assessments, EIAs, for 115 development projects, representing a total investment value of $627 million. The approvals were made through the 33rd Environmental Assessment Committee, EAC, June 2025 meeting of the Board of Directors. ZEMA Managing Corporate Affairs Ruth Kamwi says the approved projects span various sectors, including 51 in mining and mineral processing, 22 in energy, 18 in infrastructure development, 17 in manufacturing and processing, and 7 in agriculture, forestry, and tourism. She said among the notable approvals is the proposed construction of a ZAMSA regional medical warehouse in Kawe District, which is expected to enhance medicine storage capacity and supply chain efficiency, thereby improving healthcare delivery in Central Province. Mrs. Kamwi said the other approved project is the upgrade of critical airport infrastructure at Mansa Airport, valued at over 739 million kwacha, aimed at improving air transport infrastructure in Luapula Province.
The projects approved span various sectors, including 51 in mining and mineral processing, 22 in energy, 18 in infrastructure development, 17 in manufacturing and processing, and 7 in agriculture and tourism. Noteworthy projects include the proposed construction of a ZAMSA regional medical warehouse in Kawe District, meant to enhance medicine storage capacity and supply chain efficiency, the upgrade of the critical airport infrastructure at Mansa Airport, valued at over 739 million kwacha.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, has called for legal reforms in the country to be citizen-driven rather than solely government-led. AAAZ Executive Director Luchembe Chilufya has emphasized that as the government steps up efforts to amend key national laws, ordinary citizens must be meaningfully involved at every stage, from access to information to active participation in the legislative process. This call follows the 12th Cabinet meeting held on 2nd July 2025 at State House, chaired by President Hakainde Hichilema, during which several draft bills of national importance were approved, including the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Amendment Bill, the Cotton Bill, the Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply Bill, the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill, and the Teaching Profession Bill. Mr. Chilufya has urged the government to immediately publicize and make these draft bills accessible to the public to facilitate informed dialogue before they are tabled in Parliament. Opposition leadership movement LM President Dr. Richard Silumbe has condemned acts of political violence allegedly perpetrated by the UPND in Choma's Manguza ward of Mbabala constituency in Southern Province. In a statement, Dr. Silumbe has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and the Zambia police to act impartially and ensure that those involved in the violence are prosecuted without fear or favor. He has alleged that only two political parties, the Leadership Movement and the UPND, are participating in the ward election, and has accused the UPND of attempting to run unopposed. According to Dr. Silumbe, the party candidate was abducted during the nomination process, and following nominations, his house was destroyed and his means of livelihood, including livestock such as goats, pigs, and chickens, were looted. He has since demanded that the UPND compensate party officials for the damages caused, including medical expenses, lost property, and the replacement of damaged vehicles. Efforts to get a comment from the UPND proved futile by broadcast time. Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduvire has reaffirmed the Patriotic Front's unity and strength, declaring that the party remains the largest and most formidable opposition in the country. Mr. Munduvire has dismissed reports of internal discord, stressing that the PF is united and speaking with one voice. He has emphasized that both the leadership and membership alike are closely working together towards shared goals. Mr. Munduwile has noted that the PF's strong nationwide presence is causing concern within the ruling UPND, which he claimed is having sleepless nights over the PF's growing momentum and readiness to form the next government.
PF is a very strong opposition political party, being the largest opposition political party. That is the reason why UPND is having sleepless nights, because they know that this is a party that is going to form the next government. There is no confusion in the budgetary fund. There is no confusion at all. That is why you are able to see all of us, members of parliament, even those that previously disagreed on a certain thing, are now working together. But I want to say this, that we have made one resolution as a party to remain united, focus on the challenges that the Zambian people are facing.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACSI, has commended government-led reforms in the energy sector, citing improvements to the regulatory framework and increased investor confidence in both renewable and conventional energy sources. ZACSI Chief Executive Officer Elvin Nasilele has acknowledged the substantial progress made in liberalizing the energy space, which has boosted private sector participation and enhanced the resilience and diversity of the country's energy supply. Mr. Nasilele has described the government's reform agenda as a critical driver of investment and economic development, emphasizing its role in creating a more attractive business environment. He has further noted that the collaborative efforts of government, financial institutions and private sector stakeholders are laying a solid foundation for long-term economic stability, one that is expected to spur continued growth across multiple sectors of the country.
Ensuring that I would like us to acknowledge the various initiatives that the government has taken so far, ensuring that the energy sector is opened up, and we are seeing a lot of investment in that space. Not forgetting the initiatives also created by financial institutions. Banks are now coming up with packages for the SMEs, power, electrical power, equipment for businesses. And these are affordable packages that have been created by the banks. And so we are seeing these initiatives that have been created by the various players in the economy quite sustainable. And we are likely to see stability in our economy as we keep going on.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Kenya security forces have blocked all major roads leading into central Nairobi ahead of planned nationwide protests. Much of the city center is deserted, with businesses shut and heavy security presence in the streets. Some schools have advised students to stay at home. Hundreds of early morning commuters and overnight travelers were stranded at checkpoints, some located more than 10 kilometers from the city center, with only a few vehicles allowed through. The BBC has more.
An Australian woman who fed her relatives a beef Wellington laced with poisonous mushrooms has been found guilty of 3 counts of murder and 1 of attempted murder. Erin Patterson invited family members to her house 2 years ago under the false pretense that she had been diagnosed with cancer. Officials in central Texas have warned the number of deaths caused by Friday's disastrous flash floods is certain to keep rising. Nearly 80 people are known to have been killed so far. Dozens remain missing, including 10 girls from a summer camp. Donald Trump has hit out at his former close ally Elon Musk a day after the tech billionaire announced he was forming a new political party in the U.S. King Charles has marked the 20th anniversary of the 7th of July bombings in London by urging people to remember the extraordinary courage and compassion that emerged in response to the attacks. More than 50 people were killed and hundreds more injured when four Islamic extremist suicide bombers targeted the city's transport system during the morning rush hour.